Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, David DeMore, professor of political science at UNLV, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Kyle Roerink, Larry Mathias, and Warren Hardy. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's New Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program David DeMore. He is Associate Professor of Political Science at UNLV. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me.
The big news breaking as we're taping this morning is the Supreme Court passed judgment on Obamacare, or at least a portion of Obamacare. This is going to be a big relief for a lot of governors, I'm thinking.
Absolutely, and probably members of Congress who had to come up with some sort of patchwork. Yeah, 6-3 decision with Justice Kennedy and Chief Justice Roberts, who wrote the opinion, joining with the four liberals to uphold it. So this is the second challenge where you've seen Robert siding with the Democratic appointments to uphold Obamacare.
And it's interesting, Dina Titus immediately put out a note of support, and then right behind it, Mark Hamaday from CD1 put out a note saying that this is up to the Congress to fix. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's going to happen?
They haven't done much of anything as of lately, and they've had plenty of time to do this. No, I don't think, and that's why I think they're a little bit relieved, right? Because you've seen a lot of governors, including our own governor in Nevada, take the, you know, we tried to have our own exchange here, didn't work. We went to the federal one. That would have really hurt Nevada. So this is going to allow us. If you notice, you go back to the State of the State address, that was the first thing he led with, was the number of insured people who have in Nevada and the increase.
Do you think Obamacare has been a success for the majority of people in this country?
Well, I mean, it's such a convoluted law, right? I mean, it's the classic Congress, not the best law. It's the law they can get passed, right? So you have, you know, a lot of parts, moving parts to it. But overall, I think it's been successful. I mean, you've seen evidence suggesting the costs are down. It's been very good for minorities, particularly African Americans and Latinos. They've been in, who were the biggest group of uninsured. They've been able to get access to that. And in theory, you have healthier people, and that should cut down on the demand on health care. Is it perfect? No, far from it. But is it better than what we had before? Probably.
All right. The session. It was good for Southern Nevada.
It was?
You were happy at the end of it.
We were, yeah. Absolutely.
For those that are not aware, you and I have gone backward and forward about benefits to the North and benefits to the South. But it seems like it was an appropriate session.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a surprising session. Not just surprising that the governor got so much of his agenda advanced, but so much of the far right, sort of particularly socially conservative legislation, didn't get passed either. So you had this sort of interesting mix where they thought these deals would be, oh, you know, voter ID for taxes or something along those lines. That never even happened, right? So you had voter ID go down, you had parental notification down, go down, you had guns on campus go down. That was the surprise for me. For Southern Nevada, it was absolutely great. Yeah, I mean, the medical school, full funding for the medical school, finally going to replace our old hotel college building there. And, of course, the bulk of the K through 12 line items are going to help us out down here. Expansion of the Zoom schools, the Victory schools there. And, of course, the big controversial bill that came late on the last day of the session would be the potential to reorganize the Clark County School District.
And your thoughts on that?
You know, it's been a while since we looked at that, right? But, you know, this is, you look at Nevada, right? It is the fifth largest school district in the country, and we're about the 31st biggest metro, so you have one of the least competitive public school environments in the country here. There's been a lot of sort of talks about this before, but it's never gotten this far. I mean, there's going to be a lot of interesting data that comes out of the study, and ultimately the legislative commission will get a chance to look at it again, so it's not far from a done deal. But I think, you know, it's time to look at this and say, you know, can we do better than this? Can you leverage localities and maybe some precincts within the broader district there to bring local governance to the communities here, right? Because, right, when you look at it now, it's like you have one board that's trying to deal with way out in Mesquite, Boulder City, Henderson, Summerlin, and then the core of Las Vegas, different constituencies, different needs, different ages of the buildings, all the different resource issues there. It's really, really tough for them to do.
An interesting thing that's going to come out of this, though, is Vegas PBS is owned by the Clark County School District. What happens to Vegas PBS?
That's to be determined. This is the bonding issue that you saw some of the headlines last week about that. I mean, that's going to be all worked out there. I mean, if you look at the legislation, it's pretty much a skeleton. So these are things we're going to look at here. And it may turn out at the end of the day that, well, hey, this works pretty well, or that the lift's so big, and maybe we should wait and see if some of these other programs are going to fix it there. But I think just the data collection and getting people to think about this is a useful exercise.
The commerce tax. Carol Velardo said this is not good tax policy on this program.
Yeah. You know, it's Nevada. Is there a good tax policy in Nevada? And that was a bit of the surprise, right? I think everybody sort of figured, particularly when you saw the Republicans in the assembly take over in sort of the initial lineup for their leadership there, that, well, we're going to just see another patchwork here. We're going to see some sort of, you know, carry over the sunsets, maybe bandage here or there. I didn't think anybody thought you'd get this whole new revenue stream going in there. At the end of the day, right, this has been one of the sort of complaints, particularly from on the left, that you have these big corporations, the Walmarts and the Home Depots and the Targets, who don't really pay much here, and our pricing's the same. I sound like Maggie Carlton right now, right? That's her point there. As you go to California, and it's like, well, if they're a high-tax climate, how come their products are the same as in a low-tax environment there? So if it stabilizes it and brings in more revenue, I think it's a win for the state. I understand Carol's concerns there. But, again, we're working in 120 days. They rolled out one plan, didn't get much traction in the legislature, so now they had to come back with a new improved plan about 2 or 3 weeks left in the legislature.
Were you surprised, because I certainly was, at what came out of the whole Uber situation, which was a tax on taxi cabs and Uber and other companies like it? And that's the funding for the medical school.
Yeah, it was a little. And I that was one of those things that was, I think, the dynamics inside the building there drove that, right? That the cab authority was really aggressive in their lobbying. And I think that rubbed some of the legislators a long way there. Uber was equally as aggressive. I think they ended up probably having the most lobbyists of any entity up there. Michael Robertson, I think, saw this as a vehicle, right? The initial budget proposal for the medical school was $8 million as opposed to the $28 million that ultimately was asked for, and we ultimately ended up getting there. So I think he saw this as a vehicle, hey, we can do this. This is a, they want to come in here, they should pay. Right? It's actually the customers who are paying, of course.
Of course.
On that one there. But I thought it was pretty creative on his part to see that opportunity there and to use that as a vehicle. It also put some more money into the highway fund, which, of course, they've been raiding for session after session to help balance the budget.
All right, let's take a break. More with David DeMora when we come back.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You know, everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with David DeMore. He's Associate Professor of Political Science at UNLV. We were talking about this being a good session for Southern Nevada. You have been a proponent of getting more for Southern Nevada. So my question to you is, for the next session, what's next?
I think there's two things that are out there. The first is obviously we still need a major event center, right? Last weekend we had the Electric Daisy Carnival. That's way out on the at the racetrack. Creates a total traffic nightmare for about 4 days in Las Vegas there. If you had something a little more centrally located, that would be there. I think there's a vehicle for that. The live entertainment tax with a carve-out for bonding for a big stadium, I think, would be something that would there'd be an appetite for that, particularly among the Strip folks there. And the other thing is we're still, you know, the internal structure, getting from the airport to the Strip is still just a nightmare. And, you know, there's been the RTC put out their plan a couple weeks ago. Some of it's a little bit pie in the sky there, but it's a realization that we can't, this isn't working here. And every minute that someone's trapped between McCarran and their hotel is money they're not spending, and it's money the state's not making. So I think there's a realization of that, but that's a really big ask, in particular with the federal side really struggling to come up with even temporary bills now to fund transportation.
Okay, so question for you then about the stadium. Now, are you referring to money toward the UNLV stadium?
This would be a UNLV, it could be a Clark County stadium, it could be something centrally
located. But I mean, that UNLV wants to have a stadium.
They do.
They bought land for that purpose.
They did. They expanded a little to the west on campus there. They still have that plan alive there. The question is, does the convention authority and those folks want to get involved with the university system? Or would they want to do something with say, the Clark County government there? Who knows, right? I mean, you did have the rollover of the committee who was supposed to be looking into that. That they had a sunset that was supposed to end with the last interim. That's going to go on for two more years, so there'll be more discussion about it. I don't think anybody thinks it's going to happen anytime soon.
Do you think that there, you know, would be room to have the MGM Arena, a stadium at UNLV or close to it, and one downtown as well?
Depends how big the one would be downtown, right? I think the real concern for UNLV is a lot of the business Thomas and Maxon gets siphoned away by the MGM Grand, the new arena there. Thomas and Mack's the second biggest arena, busiest arena in the country behind Madison Square Garden. So you figure that's going to suffer as well. But you still don't have an outdoor sort of big facility where you can hold the festivals or you can hold soccer matches. You either have to go out to Sam Boyd or you're going out to the Speedway there, and it's just not very convenient.
But some place that can hold over 100,000 people, that's going to be hard to carve out.
It will be. There's some land on the other side of 215. Out by the outlets out there, that's been talked about as well there. The other problem you have is all that stuff's in the flight path. So you have the issue about the height of the stadium as well. And that was one of the issues with the original plan for UNLV, was the FCC said no on that. Basically, you have to dig way down to get it at a level where it wouldn't interfere with the flights. And that would, of course, make it really expensive because our dirt's pretty hard here.
Yes, to say the least. And as far as transportation, do you have a favorite transportation to go from McCarran?
Obviously light rail. You know, you've seen that in
Where would you put it down the middle of the strip?
That's the question, right? Or would you loop it around, or would you try to hook in with the monorail there? Yeah, it's one of those things that should have been done way back when. But again, we talked about the Uber fight. Taxi authorities are really powerful in terms of controlling who gets in and out of the airport. And of course, the Uber folks can't go to the airport. That was one of the sort of stipulations of that legislation there. So, you know, they're going to fight it. But I think of this, you have a leadership of the Las Vegas Convention Authority who sort of sees that, particularly as they're trying to capture more of the international market, right? Folks internationally are much more comfortable with that. Get out of an airport, get on a train, you get to where you want to go there. It's a long ways away, but at some point it's going to need to be done. It's just so clogged on a big weekend getting from McCarran to anywhere in the resort corridor.
And the Rock in Rio proved that the monorail can be very viable during a huge festival. There was, 80,000 people a day going there.
Yeah, I think that the numbers came in a little bit under what they had hoped for there, but that was, you know, exactly. They had the monorail they had access to. They also had shuttles running from downtown as well as the MGM Grand. And that was one that didn't draw a lot of local people. I think the numbers suggest only 15% of the folks were local, so we had done a good job getting people internationally as well as folks from Southern California to come here. But, you know, they come here and they're still, how do I get from A to B?
Right.
And that's always been the dilemma for there. You have a lot of people who want this, but no one really wants to pay for it, and you have a really strong opposition in the taxi cab that doesn't want it.
And it was interesting because SLS, that has been struggling, did very well. When there's a $75 pizza at Rock in Rio, suddenly the prices at SLL look really reasonable.
Exactly. I mean, they also won. They had $40 parking as well.
Let me ask you this, because I'm asking everybody that comes on the program, no matter the political stripe, what will the loss of Harry Reid mean for Nevada?
Oh, it's huge. It's absolutely huge. I mean, I know some of the electeds in D.C. want to downplay it. Oh, we can pick up the slack. But the reality is not every member of Congress is created equally. And every bill, when he was a Senate Majority Leader, went across his desk. And he was able to, you know, we saw what he did on Yucca. You've seen what he's done for transportation earmarks, some of that other stuff there. That's going to be reduced significantly there. He's obviously been in the minority, been quite effective as well. So it's going to be a huge loss there. You know, you're going to have Dean Heller as our senior member of the Senate. And he's been in, I guess he got elected in 12, but he was appointed earlier than that. So we're not going to have a lot of seniority. You're probably going to have turnover again in the House. Crescent Hardy loses.
Okay, and
Joe Heck loses.
And that's where I got to stop you, my friend. Come back soon, will you? David DeMoore, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
And shop the newly expanded clearance center inside RC Willie. Take advantage of clearance savings on closeouts, discontinued items, one-of-a-kinds, and quality new furniture. Clearance values change weekly, so you'll want to shop often. RC Willie, your home, your way.
I don't have time to floss.
It really hurts. The floss keeps getting stuck in my braces.
Look, flossing your teeth doesn't have to be such a pain. Introducing Dr. Hart's Power Floss, the fast, easy, pain-free way to floss every day. Just fill, point, and press to power away plaque-causing debris in 60 seconds or less. The secret is air infusion technology. When you press down, the air propels the water in a powerful stream that helps remove plaque-causing debris.
Power Floss patients definitely are seeing results. The irrigation is happening. Long-term result is healthy gums, healthy teeth, and healthy mouth.
Power Floss is great for kids and adults. You can even fill Power Floss with your favorite mouthwash to get fresh breath as you floss. You can call or go online and get Dr. Hart's Power Floss for $14.99. But to make this the cleanest offer on TV, we're going to give you a second one free. Just pay separate processing and handling. You get two Power Flosses for one low price. Call or go online now at powerfloss.com.
Counting the days until you can afford a replacement? At RC Willie, you don't have to. Our low payment plans make it easy to get what you want when you want it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Kyle Roerink is here, political reporter for the Las Vegas Sun. Warren Hardy, principal with the Hardy Consulting Group and former state senator. And Larry Mathias, former head of the Nevada State Medical Association. Pleasure to have you all here. Question for you, Warren. With building on the ramp up at this point in time, do the building trades have enough workers to provide for what we are going to be needing in the next couple of years?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's sort of Groundhog Day, because I remember in the early 2000s, the number one challenge, in fact, I quit asking members of the construction industry if there's what we could do for them as a member of the legislature, because they kept saying, we need workers, we need people. We're headed to that again. The good news is, you know, the construction industry is sort of a transient industry. People are down in Texas working, they're in North Dakota, they go to where the work is. But there'll always be that lack. The concern I have, and where we're going to miss the boat, is the professional services, engineering, architecture. When those folks divest their best and their brightest, they generally don't come back because they're relocating families to new areas. And we were in the recession and in the downturn for so long that we lost a lot of those best and the brightest in those industries to other states. That's my concern. The construction workers will find their way back here, but it's the professional services I worry about.
And that's a very interesting point of view. I really hadn't thought about it in that way. A lot of people are asking in Northern Nevada, for example, where are people going to be coming from to work at the new companies, the Switches and the Teslas, et cetera. And Lance Gilman of TRI says that when you have a project of this size, people will come from all over the country. Do you agree?
Well, it's like the Field of Dreams, Sam. You know, if you build it, they will come. And absolutely, no one's going to want to miss out on what's happening up there.
Larry, you have a thought?
I think the job situation is one where there are many more promises than there are delivery promises.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Let's change topics here and talk about the Hispanic vote. You know, people have been talking for years about the power of the Hispanic vote. Do you see it coming to fruition with so many Hispanic candidates in major roles in this coming cycle here in Nevada?
Well, we saw an increase in the two elections of President Obama. I think the growth in each of those elections, didn't see it in the off-year elections. There is growth.
Didn't see any Democrats in the
off-year
elections.
Didn't see any Democrats. I think what's going to be happening, though, you've got Catherine Cortez Masto as a Latino, and there are a number of candidates. I think that they will be developing their own grassroots and ground game. So I do think we're going to see a growth in the Hispanic vote. I don't know that it's going to be a geometric increase, but it's going to be an increase, and in close races, it's going to happen.
And interestingly enough, in CD4, you've got Lucy Flores, Ruben Kiwan, Hispanics against each other in that race, and then the arrival of Susie Lee, who is well-known in philanthropic circles, but not necessarily in the district. Your thoughts on that race?
Yeah, that's how she's touting herself, as education advocate. But, I mean, after what happened in the session, she may be a little late to the game. I don't know how much that's going to drive her. But I think Ruben and Lucy are really going to be the two that are driving that right now.
Warren? Well, I think you've got former Speaker Oseguera looking at that race, too, and that could be an interesting dynamic.
After his last race?
The reality of it is you have the two Hispanic candidates that could split that vote. The other thing is, if you watch the last election, the Hispanic vote is a very educated vote. They're very philosophically driven. It's not just, I'm going to vote for that person because they're Hispanic. They take strong positions philosophically on issues, and you see candidates that do well. And all you got to do is look at what the Republicans are doing in the presidential primary right now in terms of who the establishment's throwing their support behind to realize how important that dynamic is. You got the two front runners, Bush and Marco Rubio. That's one of the primary reasons they're front runners, because they're appeal to that demographic.
But many Hispanic voters were really labor voters. They're part of the labor unions here in Southern
Nevada. But they'll walk away from that. There's other things that are more important, immigration, mm-hmm. and there are several of the social issues that are important to them. It's not a dynamic you can put into one area and say this.
But
is
it has in the last. It has in the last three elections.
But prior to that, I mean, it was a very conservative vote.
Yes, it was.
It's been immigration driven in the last two.
I think you've got a broader population in the Hispanic population, and that they are diversified based on where they work, where they live, what what age they are. And so I think that it's going to be interesting. Anybody who takes it for granted is probably going to have their heads handed to them.
Kyle?
You know, I just wonder where the two GOP frontrunners were last week when you had the largest conference of Latino elected and appointed officials here in Las Vegas, and you don't have Bush, you don't have Rubio, you have Ben Carson coming out here saying close all the borders. Is that the signal that they want to send to one of the top seven swing states in the country right now? That's what I garnered from last
week. Hillary Clinton is certainly courting the Hispanic vote here.
Well, everybody is. I mean, that was, for whatever reason they weren't here, it was a strategic decision. They didn't
exactly
belong. There's some reason, but trust me, that is a dynamic that they're looking carefully at. The Republicans have to appeal to that dynamic. If Mitt Romney would have won the Hispanic vote at the same level George W. Bush did, he'd have been president by a landslide. If he'd have won Hispanic votes at the same level John McCain did, he would have been president of the United States.
When Republican candidates come here, they've got to go beyond the Venetian.
But it's an obtainable dynamic, a demographic for Republicans too. There's a lot of philosophical agreement with the Republican parties with that group of people. They're just very hard to pigeonhole and say this is what they represent.
And that's where we have to leave it, gentlemen. Thank you very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers this time.
Why settle for the frustrations of satellite? One out of four satellite customers claim they have reception outages and bad weather, and 80% of satellite customers don't have real video on demand.
Plus, there's this on your house.
With Spectrum, everyone has access to tons of free on-demand options instantly, and your favorite HD channels are already included. And our DVR service lets you pause, play, and rewind live TV in up to four rooms.
Can't do that with satellite.
With the Spectrum TV app, watch live TV anywhere in your home, on your mobile devices, and download movies and shows to watch offline anywhere. Call 844-882-2999 now. Spectrum Internet is 20 times faster than DSL, so everyone in your home can be online at the same time. Get Spectrum Internet and get unlimited calling and great features with Spectrum Voice. Get TV, Internet, and voice from $29.99 a month each with no contracts and a money-back guarantee. Call 844-882-2999 today.
Hi, Mark Gill here with Eggtastic. You're going to love the way this little pot of gold makes delicious scrambled eggs without the fuss. It's easy. Just crack, mix, and microwave. Wow, in only 1 minute, fluffy scrambled eggs cook to perfection. Try adding bacon, cheddar, and chives for this restaurant-style scramble. Toss in ham, peppers, and onions, and out comes a mile-high Western breakfast. The ceramic surface is non-stick. No need for oil or butter, so it's healthier for you. Order the amazing Eggtastic with our fast and fluffy recipe book for just $10. Call now and get a second Eggtastic free. Just pay separate processing and handling. But I'm not stopping there. As a bonus, you'll get the Cutting Cup to slice, dice, chop, and measure as you cut. Yours absolutely free. This incredible value is all yours for just $10.
To order Eggtastic for $10 plus processing and handling, call 1-800-647-4121 or order online at eggtastic.com. Call now.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.